This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Ask our next guest with us. We've got Stacey Alom, who is a soprano opera singer, who is in an opera that's coming up, which is La Traviata.
Oh, a huge opera with like Australian opera as well.
Welcome to the show, Stacey.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Now, before we actually talk about the show that you're in now, let's get a little bit of background on you, Stacey. How did you get started in the industry, and where did your love for music and the arts come about?
Yeah, well, I started at a very young age. So when I was about 7, I auditioned for an external choir that came to my primary school and did an audition, and I got a letter saying, "We'd like to come and do a formal audition." And so, okay, I went home and I was so excited that they chose me. So I, begged mum and dad to go and do the audition. And I got in and I did that for about 7 years. And then, my love of music, that's how I kind of...
Stacey, who was it with? Is it anyone we'd know?
I think they've changed their name now, but it used to be called the National Children's Choir of Australia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I did like lots of choir camps and things like that, and I learned how to read music and understand the notes written on the page and all the terms, that go along with that.
Yeah.
And then, I went on and did my university degree in music and did opera studio as well, and then travelled overseas and did more things. So it just kind of kept growing from very young age.
And that's what happens with classical music as a musician and opera singers, is that it opens the world up to you, doesn't it, Stacey?
Yes, it does. I mean, I don't know, if I wasn't doing music, I don't know how I would have travelled the world so much. It's so awesome. so many amazing places.
Yeah, and have you sung with companies overseas?
I have.
Come on, break! It's a bragging time. Tell us.
Most recently I sang Gilda in Rigoletto in Austria.
Oh,
And it was an outdoor production, actually. So I sang 15 metres up in the air, hanging out helium balloon. So that was pretty spectacular.
Wow.
And I've also sung in Oman as well. So that's a really beautiful opera house. Just incredible. So I'm pretty lucky.
And how long have you been with Opera Australia?
This will be my 11th year, actually.
Gosh.
And my career started with Opera Australia. So I actually did, when I was in year 10, I had the opportunity to do work experience.
Yep.
And that's where I got my first kind of taste in the opera world, because I got to observe the rehearsals for the school's company and also see my first main stage productions in the Arts Centre at the State Theatre. And so that's where it kind of I was like, oh wow, this is actually really what I want to do. Then my first contract out of university was with Opera Australia in the school's company. And then 3 years afterwards, I kind of came a 360, full circle. Because I was performing the opera that I had watched, and observed those rehearsals in school's company, in year 10.
Yeah.
So now, I got to actually perform in it.
Stacey, it's such a hard journey for an opera singer, because the breath control and all the music, and different languages as well. Challenging for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of study that goes into it. It's like we're like athletes as well,
Yeah.
So when we're on stage, we have to conquer big stages as well as small ones, but we might have to run upstairs, up and down. So that's kind of, really aerobic kind of exercise you've got to do. So, you want to be physically fit. You want to be have the breath capacity to do that as well as know your languages. So you can go overseas and understand what a director is saying when they're speaking to you in Italian or French or something. So, yeah.
It must be so rewarding, like this production that's coming to Melbourne, is that, you know, like you've got a pretty major part here, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. And, Melbourne is my hometown. So to come back to Melbourne. And it's been the last time I performed in Melbourne was 2019.
Right.
And I hadn't done much on the main stage before that.
Yep.
And it's just really amazing to come back and do most favourite role.
Oh, so, Stacey.
And just really show what I can do in all facets, because I think this role just fits like a glove, and it's very rare you can actually say that as a singer, this role is absolutely perfect for me in every way.
Fantastic. And I'm sure your parents are going to be there.
Oh, yeah, front row.
And how special is it for you and for them, to be in this very, very famous opera and you in a principal role?
Oh, they're just so proud, actually. And I am too, because I think, it takes a lot of work to get there. And it literally has taken me 10 years with the company. I started at school's company, then I did regional touring, extra chorus, full-time chorus, young artist program, now a principal. That's taken 10 years.
Yep.
And so it's been a long journey, but it's just so rewarding in every way, just to also be patient as well. It just doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work and,
all right, let's talk about the opera, La Traviata. I think that there isn't a person in the world that doesn't know that opera. Who do you play in it?
I play Violetta Valeri, and she is the most envied, most desired, most beautiful courtesan of Paris. And, she has a really big sacrifice to make in this opera, and she's also not very well as well. She's terminally ill. She's got tuberculosis. So
it wouldn't be an opera if there wasn't a tragedy, would there?
Exactly right.
And what the story that you're telling is that a lot of people also know it from a particular movie that's now a stage show. What is it?
Pretty Woman.
No. Oh, well, it's Pretty Woman.
Moulin Rouge,
yes.
Yeah. So, Traviata has made its way into pop culture. If this is the first time you're going to see an opera and you're a bit, is this the right one for me? Well, yeah, it is, because, you'll hear
You'll recognise the story.
I mean, Traviata, the Brindisi, which is the drinking song, has been used in endless TV advertisements as well. I think Heineken did something with using that tune as well. So, definitely there are tunes to recognise.
But you wouldn't sing that one, though, would you?
I do sing in that one,
Do you? The whole chorus is in that. Everyone sings it. Oh, okay. There you go.
So it's a bit...
And the wonderful thing is, with Opera Australia, the sets are amazing. The costumes are spectacular from some of the footage we've seen. How exciting is it getting into your outfits?
It's really wonderful because they're period costumes.
Yeah.
And they're so beautiful. These gorgeous velvet. I wear this gorgeous velvet red dress and then another black dress and with lace, and it's just this production is very iconic for Opera Australia.
Yep.
It's nearly 20 years old, and it just shows that everybody loves it because we keep showing it,
Yeah.
20 years on. And it's just one of my favorites actually out of the repertoire.
Right. And have you performed on, the Arts Centre stage before?
I have, yes. I did Rigoletto, and I have done a few others in smaller parts.
In smaller parts, yeah.
Okay.
So a big night for you on the 4th of May?
Yes. Yeah, really looking forward to it.
No pressure.
I'm a little bit nervous, though. I have to, look, I mean, there is a lot of pressure. I do have to sing a lot of, high notes and things. So that can be high pressure just to make sure that they're good. And also just coming home after so long, and doing so many wonderful things as well and going overseas. And, there's kind of that little bit of extra expectation on myself, but also from others as well. But I just want to come in and have a really great time.
Yeah. Well, Stacey, you should be very, very proud of yourself. And congratulations on your fantastic career, having this role in a major production like this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we'll see you on stage at the Arts Centre on the 4th of May.
Looking forward to it.
All right. See you, Stacey.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We've been talking to Stacey Alome here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.